you hear the sound wave? Get up and dance to the music. You know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. And when you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. And man, this is a time to connect the dots. Now is the time. Now is the time also, hey, that's the name of my new music video out there. It'll take you on a trip across the galaxy. It's mostly an instrumental video. Music and colors galore. Because that's what the universe is made out of. Believe it, yeah. Everything is frequency. You know, it's been said that at a point, color turns into sound. Or is it sound that turns into color? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have something to comment in regard to that, or even something more important, hey, you can call in. The number is 888-627-6008. The challenge is there every week. Somebody please call in and tell me what those sparkling red lights are up in the sky every night. Most of you can't see them because you have to expand your human vision beyond the normal parameters. You know, human vision has a parameter as a frequency range, you know? Scientists have already discovered creatures like bees can see beyond humans. They see into the ultrasonic regions. But anyhow, up there in the sky, every night there's these little sparkling dots, kind of dispersed like the stars up in the sky, but not quite as many, but evenly dispersed like that. The question is, what is their function? Of course, if you haven't seen them, you can only imagine. But hey, imagination, I mean, just imagine a Christmas tree with all little, those tiny, sparkling, all red lights. A tree, Christmas tree decorated. Imagine the sky is a Christmas tree. It's decorated with all little sparkling red lights. That's right. Every night you can see them if you know how to expand your vision. And of course, we all probably would be able to do that if the government wasn't keeping the truth from us. The world controllers. You know, that's what think of the word government, to govern, to rule over. And the government is not here to serve you. You know, do you ever see those police emblems on police cars to serve, protect and serve? Well, the fine print isn't visible. To serve themselves and to serve the local community bring money into the township on the local level. And serve the rich people. They're not there to serve the general public. Occasionally they do favors for people at street level, but the whole purpose of the government and the police is to control you. That's right. You know, we can set it up differently. Absolutely. You need the right people in government to do that. I mentioned it last week, but I got it because with the election is on, I have to mention it again. You know, roughly 10 years ago, the FBI did a survey to determine how many people in the U.S. Congress, we're talking 535 people, basically, could be trusted. And they came up with only two people. That was 10 years ago. Now there's probably only one. Because Ron Paul was part of the government back then. He had to be one of the ones that was trusted. I don't know who the other person is. The other person might have left the Congress either. There might be no trustable people in the U.S. Congress at this point in time. And that is pretty sad. Whether it's zero, one, or two, it's sad. You know, I used to be optimistic. I'd think, well, maybe there's five honest people in the government, but I was wrong. It's worse than I thought. And if you grew up here in America, and we're not just talking the last 10 years, but a little more than 10 years, you're probably aware of the fact that you grew up in a world where it was kind of known from childhood that most politicians are crooks. and the facts prove that. And because it's, it's the presidential election is coming up, we have to talk about politics just a little. Hey, this is Golden Radio Show. You got something better to talk about, right? It's this minute, 1 second time interval, moment in time. Call up, and we can change the subject to what something you think is more interesting. But we all have to talk about, hey, the most important thing about the vice presidential debate was the fly that landed on the vice president's head. And apparently he wasn't aware a fly had landed on his head. Oh, my gosh, what an embarrassment. And, of course, the metaphorical meaning, you know, flies are attracted to shit. So, I mean, I guess there was a lot of shit flowing, bullshit flowing on the... in the conversation during that thing. I watched it, but that might have been the most memorable part of the whole event was that fly that landed on Pence's head. You know, personally, I think the fly should have landed on Kamala's head, but whatever. You know, plenty of shit to go around there. And the fly was like, that's why he couldn't get off, man. He landed on a gold mine of bullshit, and he wasn't about to get off. he might have overrated himself to death, but what can we say? It all speaks for itself there. But one thing I just like to remind everybody listening, hey, I am a presidential candidate. Sure, the news media won't give me 1 minute, 1 second of time. Local newspapers won't give me any free interviews. And because I'm an individual running as a non-political human being, I have the knowledge to do the job because I know all the solutions to all the problems are known already. That is hysterical. Yes, it's been known. Solutions to all the problems have always been known. You know, too much money in keeping the problems there. That's why the problems stay, and the politicians are willing to go along with it, both Democrats and Republicans. Come on. They're all crooks, you know. It's all played out like a professional wrestling scenario. You know, one decade, the Democrats are the good guys. This decade, they're the bad guys. And that's the way it plays out, you know. And I don't think anybody can prove otherwise. But, hey, it's called a radio show. Call in and tell me how I'm wrong in thinking that. I'll listen to a reasonable conversation. But, yes, right, I am running for president. If you want to see what a real candidate is, just for the hell of it, you know, it's not going to matter to me whether you vote for me or not, really. Because it doesn't matter if I'm the president or not, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to go on living a happy life regardless. It's just too bad people like me don't get elected to high offices because people like me know the solutions to all the problems. That's right. They're not that difficult. All the solutions are really a lot easier than everybody is. The false narrative, we could call it out there, about how hard it is to solve these problems. No, they're easy to solve. Really. And I'm the guy who can show everybody how easy it is. But anyhow, just go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and you'll see what a real leader talks about. And I have some definite solutions of how everything could be done better. You know, my motto in this election, the last election, and the last election before that, when I started running for president as an independent write-in candidate, the only way a poor person can do it, I don't have to do any paperwork as long as I don't get any big donations. And believe me, I'm not getting any donations because people, I don't have the, you know, my face isn't known out there. I might have a radio show, but regardless, hey, if you're listening to my voice, you want to donate to a real candidate, PayPal me some money. Go to my website. Shows you how to click onto the PayPal button and PayPal me some money for all the effort I put in already. Hey, you know, there's a lot of effort I put into that website. I claim to have the best website any presidential candidate ever came up with. I devised the whole thing myself. That's what I am. I'm a person who takes command of a situation, knows what to do, and just goes out there and does it. Come on, I got the world's record for the most number of videos in 1 year. I got 20 of them up there. How many other people can put 20 videos, music videos up on YouTube, you know? You know, I've got the material, the songs, and the video production abilities to do the video put together on it in editing. Plus, I got my, I claim it's, you know, that's it. You know, it explains who I am. You listen to the songs and the music videos, it explains about justice and freedom. Explains about having fun, an important part of life. All these things make me the most qualified person to be next president of the United States. But it'd be nice if somebody helped me out here in the end, because, I mean, look at the trash that's running for president. None of them are any good. Come on. They all went and visited the cities where the black people were getting murdered by the cops, you know, and they didn't have any solutions for any of those cities, you know. They all just want to show up and grandstand in front of the cameras like Al Sharpton, yeah. You know, famous, or one of the most famous grandstanders of all time. He didn't have any solutions. Yeah, I talked to the people, National Action Committee. The guy calls me back. And then because I wasn't interested in joining one of his locals, you know, he hung up on me, you know. Yeah, these guys don't want to solve problems. You know, they just want to grandstand, collect money, and pretend they're doing something for you. So much for your organization, Al Sharpton. And President of the United States, you failed too. You went to these cities. You didn't solve the problems for the people. I've called up the mayors of these cities. They don't want to even call me back. I says, look, you know, you can solve this situation here real easy. I've called up all the cities where the black people are getting persecuted. I've called up Portland, Oregon, and these people never get back to me. I called the mayor's offices. I called some of the local papers. They don't give a hoot about somebody who wants to solve the problems. They don't. All they want is sensationalism and sing the party line, whatever party it is. Well, it's all the New World Order party right now. Every government in the world singing the same tune, you know. Put on the mask, roll up your arm for the vaccine so we can poison you and get you to die faster. And milk you out of more money by keeping you sick under the pharmaceutical recipe. This is where it's at, you know, and I'll have to say, you know, I just have to say it, you know. If you go out on election day and you vote for a Democrat or Republican candidate because neither one of them have the solutions to the problems, you are part of the problem too, because you keep supporting people that don't have the intelligence to solve the problems, and they don't have a desire to solve the problems, and they don't know, have the answers either. Meanwhile, people like me, I know the answers to all these problems already. It's not that difficult. All you have to do is go out there and seek the truth, and the answers are out there. You know, it's like the X-Files. The truth is out there. Well, it is. You know? I don't even have it on my presidential website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Solution to the coronavirus is sound waves. You know, I put in an application to the government for the money to get the equipment to fine-tune the frequencies to find out exactly what frequency to broadcast to kill the coronavirus. You know, FBI and CIA probably know the frequency already. They're not going to share that info unless they can make money out of it somehow. You know, but there it is. It's on, you know, solutions out there. It's sound waves. The virus can be killed with sound waves. It's that friggin' simple, you know? And could be as simple as a tuning fork, you know? Maybe you just hit the C tuning fork, except it'll have to be a solfeggio tuning fork that's in tune with the universe. Or it might be some off frequency in between, but, you know, you need the scientific equipment to research it to do, and access to the coronavirus to do it and find out what frequency it is, you know? It's not that difficult, really. There's a solution right there. I'm telling the world the solution. Will anybody pick up on what I'm saying who has the equipment and do it? I seriously doubt it, because that's how our world, sour our world has turned out to be. And all the people with the money and in charge of holding on to the money and dealing out the money and controlling the situation, they're all nothing but puppets for the New World Order, you know? And the fake news, it is sickening. What can I say? I have to rant about this for just a couple of minutes here because the fake news is sickening. You know, it's not news anymore. It's turned into, I don't know, a propaganda narrative. That's what it is. They're not giving you news. I actually watched I'm here in New York, but I watched the BBC news, American news, and they are the most biased anti-Trump organization on the planet. They've surpassed CNN. They are the king right now of trash fake news, and they every night they have someone on who is willing to talk the narrative about how Trump is all wrong and everybody else is right and why Trump isn't listening to the propaganda scientists of the Big Pharma and why he isn't wearing a mask and all this crap of these nobodies that getting their 15 minutes of fame to showcase and blab away in front of the TV screen like they know something when all they're doing is singing the party song. And what party am I talking about? The New World Order party, because there is only one party now. I'm against all parties. I'm running for president as a writing candidate, an ethical one. My ethics, if you ever read that book called The Bible or the Gospels, per se, you know, the four Gospels, Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, Gospel of Mark, 9th chapter, verse 35, that is my ethics. The one who wants to be the leader needs to be the servant of all. And I have no problem doing that. In fact, I like helping people out with problems, and I'm good at helping people out with problems. And just let me say it again, you know, Democrats, Republicans, they went to Grandstand and all these cities are having all the problems. And they offered no solutions, none whatsoever. It's simple, really. Give the people that are complaining what they want. Why can't you give them what they want? I know you're going to pull out the list of 1 million things why you can't give them, but that's a bag of crap. Just burn that list and give them what they want and look for the way to do it. It's not that difficult, really. It's not that difficult at all when you have a true desire to help people, when you have a good understanding of everything that's available and the truth about science, truth about health care, none of which you hear on mainstream media, none of which you hear from the Democrats or Republicans. I'm shocked, you know, Trump's going along with the vaccine thing as if that's a real cure. It shows you he isn't as smart as he thinks he is. Now he's like succumbing to, I got to tell people that to get their vote. Well, it's unbelievable, you know. And then Crazy Joe, Sleepy Joe, whatever you want to call him, Creepy Joe, whatever you call it, you know, what an idiot, you know. He doesn't know anything about health care, and he talks about, I'm going to mandate masks. Well, the real scientists know masks are unhealthy for people, you know. And they've done, the science has been done. You know, it's been happening since this whole thing started. The general public have done their own investigations, the real scientists, the ones that don't get to talk on mainstream media. They've done their investigations, and the whole thing is a friggin' hoax. They've been lying to us since day one. That's right, and they're using this to take away your rights. Look what they've done. They've locked down the whole world, destroyed the world economy, ruined the standard of living for everyone except the rich people, and they're getting their way, and they're getting the New World Order is gaining control of the whole world, which is their agenda. And eventually they want to bully everyone to accepting their one world government, where the Nazi stormtroopers can knock down anybody's door at will, you know, just like they did in the old days back in Germany. And they're looking to do that, except this time on a world scale. And they're succeeding at it because the bribe-taking, phony, dumb, ignorant politicians are willing to play along with it. And they probably have many reasons. Bribe money is probably the biggest reason. Second, they want to be elected again, so they want to go along with what the media is willing to help them along with. So if you want popularity with the media, oh, you better be singing the New World Order party song. And which is, put the mask on, take the vaccine, obey, obey, obey. Hey, the great movie out there, got time to go see it again. It's called They Live, 1988. Famous wrestler from the past, Roddy Piper's in it. Professional wrestler, that is. A great entertainer. And he does a real good job of that movie, too. But it's 1988, and they were talking the truth right then. All the, you know, the guy puts on the glasses, he sees the billboards, the subliminal message. And if you don't believe things can be hidden under what something that looks, you know, beautiful on a billboard, get yourself, you just go to any bookstore, if they still have them, I don't know, something called the Magic 3DI book. Yeah. A magic 3DI book, and you look at the pictures, and hidden in all the pictures are subliminal messages or pictures and whatever, and all you have to do is to practice to learn to shift your vision, and you can see the hidden message. And there's hidden messages under everything now because the technology has been fine-tuned. Come on, so they can do that. Those books are at least 20, 30, maybe 40 years old, those 3D magic eye books, and they could do it back then in a book with the modern technology and the pixels and the digital. They can sure as hell do it on anything you're looking at. There's a subliminal message. You ever wonder why all those big blue, solid blue blackboards the people stand in front of, and the green ones they stand in front of, and they have like the name of a college on it. But in all that green space and blue space, I guarantee there's subliminal messages there. What do you think they keep putting those boards up behind people? It's not because they're attractive. It's because they're perfect. You got that solid color. It's a perfect place to hide a subliminal message. I can imagine what the messages are. Obey, listen to authority. It's just like in the movie, They Live. If you haven't seen the movie, you know, you can find it on YouTube probably, or you can purchase it on a DVD. It's a movie worth watching more than once. Great science fiction movie, but it's hitting on the reality. And so many things in that movie. I mean, this is 1988, and they're out there destroying the refugee villages outside the big cities, just like they do nowadays, you know? Come on, what did they just do? It was just a couple weeks ago they burnt down the village over in Greece there, make the refugees suffer a little more. The whole thing is insane. Governments are making one stupid decision after another. Oh, my God. You know, they're all singing the New World Order party song. I'm telling you, it's that effing crazy. And I don't know what else to say, except it's that effing crazy. You know, and if I wanted to point out how crazy it was, I wouldn't have to bother, because you just have to open your own eyes and see for yourselves. And just start paying attention to what's going on. Every leader in the world is singing the New World Order party song. President Trump is the only one who's not, but he's still, you know, stupid about so many things. You know, he hasn't done anything about the chemtrails. I mean, he hasn't, he thinks 5G is fine. He doesn't understand, you know, there's a lot of other things he doesn't understand, too. I mean, sure, people love him because he's not a puppet of the New World Order, but he's being tricked into being one, whether he knows it or not, you know, to some extent. Oh, man, I just had to say that. Well, what can we say? Hey, listen, you know, just in case you didn't know, this is Tom Edison speaking, and this is my show, Connect the Dots. You're listening to BBS Radio. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. For those of you who don't know, you might want to follow me on Twitter, because I've got a lot to say, just like I got a lot to say in the show. I've got a lot to say on Twitter, and I add my comments to other things that people points that good points that other people are bringing out, and I'm easy to follow. It's simple. I'm at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z, because I am the Prez. Even if I don't get elected this election, in my mind, I am the Prez, because I speak like a president, I act with authority like a president, and I can take command of any situation, anytime, any place, anywhere. President Trump could give me a call on the phone, because he doesn't talk to regular people, I know that, unless it's for some political gain or something like that, or just grandstanding in front of the cameras. So if he was to call me up and say, Tom, can you take care of business here in the White House while I recuperate? I could walk in immediately, as fast as it takes me to drive down to Washington, and just start giving orders that easily. I don't need to be brought up onto things. I'll call the meeting and I'll ask for where we are now, and I'll give the orders by the end of the meeting. That's how a real leader operates. You know, if I was the president the first day, it's really simple. You know, I heard the story about you get called into an office with New World Order people, and they want to try to tell you what you can or can't do. Well, that meeting will be canceled, first of all, and then I'll call in the chief of staff and the military people and tell them, look, this is what I want you to do. And then I'll call in the next group that I want to assign what to do. And the first day will be spent giving out hundreds of orders. And everybody will be told, you need to get back to me by the end of the week. And that's how fast I work. As soon as possible, I'll call a meeting of the Congress, and I will give them the lecture of their life and tell them, listen, the games are over. Under my administration, we are going to work. I'm going to tell you what laws to make, and you're going to word them in a way that makes sense. If that's too much problem for you to follow some orders, and I have the right to order you what to do, you should give me your resignation by the end of the day. Is that clear enough? And I'll get these people working, whether they like it or not. And in the end, they will all respect me, because they'll have to. And that is it. And that's what a real leader knows how to do. We've never had a real leader as president of the United States. If we go back in time, possibly the last one we could call a leader was Eisenhower. Now, Kennedy was loved, but he wasn't really a smart leader. Giving away his game plan to the newspapers, that's not the mark of a leader. You know, if you go back, forget all these other people about Reagan and stuff like that. Come on, he was nothing but an actor. He didn't know crap. And if you have a problem with that, you have the problem. But I'll tell you, I know my American history. The last great leader America had was President Eisenhower. You know, he had the opportunity to meet with the ETs. Unfortunately, he got bullied by the corporations and the New World Order back then. Don't take the free energy. They were going to offer us, the good citizens of the galaxy, were going to offer us free energy here on Earth. Can you imagine how beautiful life would have been starting in the 1950s with free energy? I mean, sure, the price of gasoline was low already, but free energy was still better than gasoline, you know, paying for gasoline. And then we would have never had a rise in the price of gasoline or anything like that. And it would just been total progress from then on. Unfortunately, he got bullied by all the other powerful people in the world. And when he left office, he gave us all a warning to be wary of the military-industrial complex. In fact, the military was trying to take over from, this is an educational show, the military was trying to take over parts of the U.S. government, from starting with the end of World War II. Yeah. In fact, they, and here's more proof that President Eisenhower was a leader and wasn't going to stand for no bullshit, you know. He had heard about the Roswell crash and recovered, and he wanted to meet the ETs that they had captured. And initially, the people down in, what is it, Hangar 18 or whatever the place out in Nevada there is, I can't think of it right now, their secret underground base, Area 51, they told him, no, you really can't come and see them. Whereupon hearing that, General Eisenhower, a real leader, after all, he was a general, the chief general of World War II, so he knew what it was to be a leader by personal experience already before he became the president. As a real leader and knowledgeable of his powers as president of the United States, told the people in Area 51, you're either going to allow me to see these aliens you've captured, or I'm going to call in the 7th military, 7th Army, and we're going to take Area 51 by force. Is that clear enough? Well, that's what a real leader, how a real leader acts. You know, he knows his authority, and he is willing to back it up with actions and take whatever actions are necessary to accomplish what he wants to accomplish or needs to be accomplished. Eventually, he met with the one called Thor. I can't think of the first name now. Anyhow, the a famous ET being, and was offered free energy. And like I said, unfortunately, the deal was turned down because he was bullied by all the world leaders. You can't do that. People will be out of work, you know, because they were only considered about their own profits and stuff like that. There would have been a way to work it out. If I was the president, I wouldn't have allowed myself to get bullied there. You know, I would have told them, wait a second, there's a way to work this out. Sure, we're not going to pull the rug out from under you immediately, but we can work in this free energy thing. Just like we could do it today. We could do it tomorrow if we have the right people in government. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. I'm giving people a choice to vote for somebody who knows how to solve problems, knows how to take command of the situation, knows what all is going on behind the scenes, knows about the free energy, knows about what real health care. No, it's not an insurance policy. It's not being covered by insurance policy. That's all lies and bullshit. That has got nothing to do with real health care. You know? Really. I mean, you have been lied to since birth. And you believe that nonsense. Real health care is using natural remedies, no pharmaceutical products at all. You know? Sure, modern medicine has its abilities. Yeah, we can cut people up and put them back together like automobiles. You know, but we're much more greater things than automobiles. We are great creatures. You know, the human being, the human body is one of the greatest creations that you have access to. Yet it's laying dormant, you know, because you only have two active strands of DNA. As I said last week, hey, start talking to your DNA. No, you're not. You won't be acting crazy. At least sensible. Your DNA is wondering, why aren't you talking to me? Seriously. I'm telling you, seriously, you know, people have talked about you should talk to your plants to help them grow better. In fact, one of the great Native Americans from the Navajo tribe, when he was still alive, told people that, why aren't you talking to your plants? The plants are wondering, why aren't you talking to them? A wise man who knew many things, and it's the same thing with your DNA. Your DNA is wondering, you know, why aren't you talking to me? And, of course, the reason you're not is because you haven't been told to. You've been kept in the dark. You believe the lies of the scientist, the ignorant scientist who told you all that other DNA is junk DNA simply because they didn't know what it was, so they wanted to make themselves look important, and they said, oh, yeah, we know what it is. It's junk DNA, yeah. It's unactivated DNA, which has been done to us a long time ago by the evil, creatures of the universe that are still here and still controlling us and are the real controllers of the New World Order. That's right. If you're a member of the New World Order, you probably aren't listening to my show, but if you are out there and you somehow can telepathically pick up what I'm saying, no, you're not ruling the world. The evil ETs are ruling you, and you are their puppets. So how about that? You know, you're a member of the human race to some extent. Some of these bloodline families, we know they have genetics that go from other star systems that are reptilian and all kinds of other bad things. Yeah, reptiles are no good. That's right. Because basically, they're cold-blooded, you know? They don't know what it is to be human. They lack the feelings, you know? Maybe they could become human sometime in the future, but right now they're not. And they're also manipulated by the demonic spirits. That's right. If you don't consider demonic spirits as part of the world, well, you're living in a fantasy world because the demonic spirits have been here for a long, long time. That's right. You know, I don't know if they arrived here with the Luciferian Rebellion some 200,000 years ago or even before that. And, of course, a new group of mind-controlling spirit evil creatures arrived in 1996. I hear they call them the Archons. It's just a great video out there. Look for it. I think it's about 33 minutes long, and you'll learn all about the Archons invading our world back in not that long ago, 1996. They're another manipulative, mind-controlling, parasitic entity that, you know, gets in your mind via telepathic communication to your subconscious. Yeah, you know, your subconscious hears all the telepathic information, you know. When you get these ideas, you don't know where they came from. That's your subconscious telling you somebody sent them a message. Subconscious hears all the telepathic information. You're just not aware of it because you've been dumbed down by government, world controllers, globalists, evil entities to tell you that only special people have telepathic abilities. All humans have telepathic abilities. When you get that hunch, that's your telepathic ability. That's your subconscious picked up the idea from somewhere, someone, somewhere, and is putting it in your conscious mind. That's telepathy. You just don't understand it's telepathy because it's never been explained to you. I'm explaining it to you now. Listen, I've had telepathic communication with beings not of our Earth up there in the spacecraft or wherever they were. I mean, you can be at a pretty far away distance and have telepathic communication. You know, God wants to send you a message personally. It's telepathic. Believe me, that's how it works. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I wrote the book, to share information, to educate people about all this is going on around us right now. And I had the story there about I had telepathic communication with a comedian from a starship or something like that. And we were a comedic team for the whole night. And we had everybody laughing their ass off. And the jokes were endless. It was like, you know, I didn't even have to. Once I teamed up telepathically with this obviously celestial comedian, he was willing to feed me the jokes one after another, and we made a perfect pair, you know. We had everybody laughing for hours and hours and hours till the sun came up. And by that time, I was so worn out from telling jokes and laughing, I remember I just thought it. I thought, like, I got to take a nap in the back of my car because this was like an outdoor gathering. And I got the confirmation, yeah, I know. I understand. And he fizzled off away, or she fizzled off away. Whatever. And that was the end of that particular event. So I know about it from experience. And there's plenty of other times we all have in life when you look at somebody and you just know by the way they're looking at you, you know what they're thinking. And telepathic communications are passed along. One of the best examples I can think of, they're talked about in a song. You might like Madonna or hate Madonna, it doesn't matter, but she has a song out there what's called Crazy for You. This is back in the last century, and she sings it well, but the words of the song, I don't think she writes her songs. Great songwriter there, and she sang the line perfectly. She goes, "Can't you feel the weight of my stare?" And if you ever felt the weight of somebody staring at you, you know exactly what she's talking about. And that is telepathic communication, you know, except it just wasn't ever explained as that. And, hey, this is an educational show. So anyhow, like I said, if you get a chance, check me out on Twitter. Follow me, because I've got a lot of things to say all week long. And I can't possibly say them all in the 1 hour I have the show here. So there's plenty of other things. I'm always talking about government. I'm talking about, hey, my latest tweet on Twitter is, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And with all these things going wrong in every country in the world, everybody complaining about it, but nobody's doing any action to change. That's why I came up with that statement to typify the situation. Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And that's where it's all headed right now. I mean, we don't want to hurt or harm anybody, but at the same time, we have to take physical actions to, you know, put an end to the, we're being attacked by our government. Our government is public enemy number one. This is the truth of every country in the world right now, including America, you know, more so in Europe. I mean, it's devastating over there. I mean, they've got people on serious, really earth-shattering lockdowns. And they're looking on to put the noose around the people's neck even tighter, you know? You know, after they got the mask on you, now, next they want to put the noose around your neck and pull it tight. That's exactly what they're planning on doing. And then they want you to volunteer to allow them to inject poison in you via a tainted vaccine in case they... You know, there's nothing to debate here. All vaccines are filled with poisons. There's no logic to putting poisons in your body. That argument they say is going to boost your immune system, it's a bag of bullshit. Of course it's going to, your immune system is going to have to work harder when you pour poison into your body. It forces your immune system to work harder. It doesn't make it a better immune system. No way as hell, you know? No way. This is a scam. They've been lying to people from the beginning, when they started with vaccines. You know, the information out now, the famous Spanish flu back in 1980, and they started vaccinating people. Well, now they're finally coming out with the information that the vaccines was what made it bad. They were injecting people with weakened immune systems with poisons, and that killed more people. Yeah? There is no logic to injecting poisons into a human body. There's no logic to that whatsoever. You know, it's totally insane. And all these idiot doctors need to be called out on this. It's totally insane. Real medicine has to do with moving energy fields, using herbs. This is a known fact, and this truth is being kept from you, the people of the world. You know? I mean, even the Chinese, 5,000 years ago, invented Chinese medicine based only on herbs. And they had an understanding of true health, you know? They have the they were working with the concept of yin and yang, the balance, you know? That's what it's about, balancing. When you balance the energies, and there's all kinds of ways to do that. Herbs is one of them, but you can do it by moving auras. Projecting energy, using your mind. They have psychic healers now, you know? Somebody else on BBS Radio, the E.T. Yoga Man, talks about the three Chinese scientists that go into a room and cure people of cancers in 5 minutes. They do it with their minds. That's real health care. Why aren't people being trained to do that? Because there's no big profit. Once the profit thing started with the pharmaceutical companies back in the 30s, or maybe it was the 20s, once they found this scam, they could make money and make people sicker and keep selling them concoctions for the rest of their lives for profit, it became an addiction, you know? And everybody jumped on the bandwagon. Oh, there's money to make here. And then they started selling people fake insurance policies that force you to use pharmaceutical products, you know? It's the monster we have today. It's a monster. It's a living monster. It's a virus in itself. It's the pharmaceutical industry, you know? And they are so addicted to profits and money, and people are just, we're lab rats. It doesn't matter. They don't care about people's lives personally. I mean, sure, there's people in the healthcare professionals that really care about people, but they don't understand they're working for greedy, hungry, evil people. They don't understand that they went to medical school and were brainwashed to accept all this crap, all this fake knowledge, all this lying and bullshit and deceiving for the sake of profit. And of course, all the evil, energy-sucking, demonic beings, they enter people's minds and coax them into perpetuating this further, because it creates more suffering and they feed off suffering. And that's, once this thing gets going, it's like an evil snowball rolling down a hill and it's hard to stop, you know? But we got to stop it now. And this is the time, and that's why this election is so important. Meanwhile, most of you listening to my voice are probably going to go out and vote for it in America, vote for a Democrat or Republican, which makes you part of the problem. When there's people like me running, I'm a write-in candidate. I'm not going to be listed on the ballot, but you can go to any polling office and just write my name in, you know? And the vote has to be tabulated and counted. And I'm telling everybody, don't you dare vote for a Republican or a Democrat. You might like President Trump, but he clearly has proven in the last couple of weeks he doesn't know what the hell's going on. You know, it was plenty of signs about that before. Sure, we all love him because he's not a New World Order puppet, but he doesn't know the solutions to the problems, and he really doesn't understand the plight of the poor people, and he really doesn't understand how to solve problems. You know, he thinks he can hire people. Well, let me tell you, the best problem solvers in the world are individuals like myself. You know, I don't need to consult experts to solve problems. When I need some specific advice, I'll go to a so-called expert and pick his mind and find out what I need to find out. But I'll make the decision, you know? I'll do the final analysis because I'm the problem solver, you know? It takes ingenuity to solve tough problems, you know? You have to start young. I started young because I wanted to know the truth, and the more I learned, the more I wanted to know, and then I started applying what I knew to practical situations. So at this point in time, I'm an expert. I've got a better way of doing everything, and that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But hey, you know, don't listen to anything I'm saying. Yeah, you go vote for a Democrat and Republican and keep our country locked in this never-ending game, professional wrestling scenario of Democrats versus Republicans, us versus them. And it will be the same play out in the Congress. It'll be 50-50, and they'll bicker, and it'll solve nothing, you know? Well, you think President Trump is bad at getting the Congress to come together? Joe Biden, there couldn't be anybody worse than him. Nobody, you know? I don't even understand why they're running him as a candidate. I mean, really? He can't even talk a conversation. caught with a wire on him at the first presidential debate. Shows you how much confidence they have in him. And, of course, I've said it before, and that's how they're planning on winning the election, both parties. They're not counting on their candidates. They're counting on cheating, you know? Well, where can we destroy our opponent's voice there. Where can we delete them? All the electronic machines, they can delete votes on them so easily. And it's proven it, two elections ago. They never changed the machines. You know why? Because both parties want to cheat. And that's the game plan nowadays. Who can cheat the best to win the election? And that's where we're at, you know? I don't think they have a plan for cheating, because they don't believe it can happen yet, for cheating a writing candidate out of them wrong, you know? This is the time to catch them off guard, this election, you know? I might only have a radio show, but I'm just telling you the truth, you know? I'm the best offer that ever came down the pike for to be the President of the United States, because I know the solutions. I know all the players in the game. I know all the secret agencies. I know all the ETs that are working. I know all the demonic beings that are working behind the scene. I know who all the fake people are. I know all the con artists are. I know all the drug dealing world, how it's run and everything like that. I know everything going on in this world, you know? Something that none of the Democrats and Republicans do. I don't care how many committees are. They don't know crap. They think they know something. They don't know diddly squat, as the saying goes. So anyhow, I was on Twitter, and I came across this tweet by the Truth Seeker, one of the tweeters I follow, at Starseed_777. I like that number, 777. And this person calls themselves the Truth Seeker, and apparently they're a starseed. If their hashtag is at Starseed_777. And the statement made was, when you cross the veil boundary at 8.6 miles above the surface, you are of the planet Earth here. When you cross the veil boundary at 8.6 miles above the surface, you are embraced in a bath of tachyon particles, and you feel healthier than you ever did. Now, that's very interesting. So I guess all we have to do is book a flight that goes over 8 miles high, and we can feel better. People will be spending big money for that. But at the same time, people have traveled above that distance, and I've never heard anyone say that. So this is an interesting statement. Maybe it wasn't true years ago, but it's true now. And of course, this could have been prophesized in an old recording from back in the last century. There was a record out, because I'm pretty familiar with musical recordings, anything from rock and roll on, and it was a song called 8 Miles High by a group, I think, called The Birds. Hey, who would know better about 8 Miles High than birds? Birds fly 8 miles high, don't they? And that was it. The song was 8 Miles High. And maybe it was alluding, it was a hidden prophecy about a truth that when you get above 8 miles, you can get embraced by tachyon particles. And of course, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions with this. It'd be nice if that person, the Truth Seeker, were to call in the show, you know, and tell us more about this. But I have found that the starseed people, and I follow some of them, and I've tweeted them, some of them in direct messages, and some, they seem to be shy about going on air and talking about things. I don't know. And they're here to help us evolve. That's their mission. But at the same time, they're, stage fright, stuck with shyness, or they don't know how to ad-lib a conversation. I don't know what the hell it is, but other people have no problem, you know? I never had a problem ad-libbing conversation with anybody. If I just met you like 5 seconds ago, I can have a conversation, you know, if you're friendly. Friendly people usually shouldn't have a problem talking, ad-libbing in conversation. Oh, well. And I came across another tweet, talks about imagining. Imagine, as in, like, John Lennon's birthday was a couple of days ago. If you don't know who that is, John Lennon, probably the most famous of all the Beatles, though they were all famous in their own right. In fact, that was maybe John Lennon's first book in his own right. The, you know, probably the most famous of the Beatles because he got actively involved in politics. And he began writing social political songs like Give Peace a Chance and Imagine. There's an Imagine Circle in a park across the street from the Dakota in New York City, the Dakota Hotel where he used to live. And there's a small area of the park across the street was dedicated in his honor. It's called Strawberry Fields. And if you go to that section, I'm from New York City. If you go to that section, I've been there many times. Every October 9th on his birthday, people gather there and they sing Beatles songs, play and sing Beatles songs. And there's a little circle engraved in the pavement there, and it says Imagine. So anyhow, somebody tweeted, Imagine, if you had 144,000 parts of yourself scattered across the galaxy, and it's something to imagine. Definitely, but let's go along with it here. Imagine there's 144,000 parts of you. Call on those 144,000 parts to accelerate your DNA activation. And the importance of your DNA activation is, like I said last week, you know, you only have two strands of DNA active and you have 10 or not. It's like you're running on... Your body is a car with a powerful V12 motor, and you're only running on two cylinders. Well, so you're missing out on the full potential of your powerful body, your powerful motor. So you want to activate those other DNA, dormant DNA strands that are inside your body. They're just laying around and they're not being used. And that's why scientists say only 5% of the brain is used. In order to use the rest of that brain, you need these other DNA strands activated. And there's two ways of doing it. Right now, apparently, I've come across the information when we sleep, our galactic brothers and sisters of the higher, faster vibrating dimensions. That's what higher means, faster vibrating. They work on us individually while we sleep to help reconnect. They kind of like got to rewire us up so the DNA to get it to rewire to our brains. And these things, such things are possible by those who have the advanced science. You know, Earth doctors cannot do this now. But you've also been helped by talking to your DNA, and this other person came up with this, I think the person is also a starseed, came up with this idea. Imagine, you know, the power of your mind. Imagine there's 144,000 of you out there. Just project that with your mind. Project, you know what you look like. Project yourself in 144,000, you know, parts all over the sky out there, and then call on them and say, help me activate my DNA, and they will. Power of suggestion, power of the mind. You can create the fantasy and make it real. That's how powerful the mind is, because you want all the help you can get, because it might be too slow. Our celestial brothers and sisters working on us only when we sleep, reconnecting. The more help that we can provide each one of these galactic brothers and sisters who are working on us while we sleep, reconnecting, probably millions of connections need to be made to reconnect our dormant DNA strands, our 10 dormant DNA strands. Well, 144,000 helpers would surely help them. And the sooner we can get our DNA, all our DNA working, we'll have more fuller use of our mind. We'll we'll be able to connect with the universe more. We'll be able to willfully pull more love into the planet, and the more love that we can pull into Mother Earth here, the harder it's going to be for the evil entities to exist. And eventually, they will disappear out of our existence. Yeah, that's how it works. We can make them disappear willfully, but it requires a little bit of work. It requires focusing our thoughts in the right direction. It requires working with those willing to assist us in the from the faster vibrating dimensions of reality. And there's all kinds of things that we should be thinking about and talking about. You know, we've all heard this, well, not all of us. We should have all heard by now about the 12 basic dimensions and the 12 overtones of each dimension. 12 times 12 equals 144. There's that number again, 144,000 parts of you, 144,000 souls needed to get the wheels moving here on Earth. And there's the quote in the Bible where Jesus talks about the 144,000. It's a magical number. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross. That's a mathematical joke. Anyhow, numbers are important. Geometry is important, too. Pyramids are important, you know. As I was talking before, tachyon particles. Well, it's pretty hard to get up over 8.6 miles into the sky to get that bath of tachyon particles. But if you have 25 grand, I hear that's what the going price is, you can buy your own tachyon generating piece of equipment, we could call it, which is basically a framed pyramid with, I think, a 9-foot square base. I guess that's 81 square feet base. I don't know what the angle is on it because I don't have one. I can't afford it. Any rich people out there, please buy me one of these tachyon pyramids so I can help bring myself faster into perfect health. Anyhow, supposedly there's crystals on better crystals in the middle, too. You lay on the better crystals inside the pyramid, and it draws in the tachyon particles and begins to work miracles for your body and your health. It'd be nice if all of us had one of these. The Galactic Federation keeps talking about it. It's going to be made available. Well, it is available already if you got 25,000, but that kind of is only good for rich people. $25,000 is a lot of money, and it probably costs you just as much to go in a spacecraft to get up there. And we don't know how well the tachyon particles work if you're in a spacesuit. But anyhow, yeah, there's a few places on Earth, actually, that you can rent space-time in some of these tachyon chambers they've set up already. That's what they call them, tachyon chambers. You want to find out more about them, go to Twitter at CobraInfo1, source of a lot of information. And you start following the tweets put out one an hour at CobraInfo1. When I say one, I'm talking about the Roman numeral one. I mean, the regular number one. It's not a Roman numeral. It's the regular one. CobraInfo1, like the one on your keyboard, the number one on your keyboard. At CobraInfo1, go on Twitter. You don't have to even, you know, join Twitter to view tweets. Did you know that? And you just can't interact there, but you'll find out some occasionally it comes out because they do a tweet every hour, and occasionally you start repeating some of them, and you'll eventually come across the tachyon chamber connection and the people to contact regarding that. I did it. I was appalled to find out how much money they wanted to do it, and they weren't interested in hearing about, well, give us some free ones out to get, you know, that was my game plan for to get, you want to sell a lot of them, we'll start putting some free ones out there so people can get a taste of it, you know. Expecting people to send you $12,500 to some you know, non-real location on the other side of the world, and then pay the other $12,500 when it's finally delivered to you and activated. I mean, how much to put $12,500 after people you don't know? How do you know you can trust them? You can't, because let's face it, comes to human beings, people can't be trusted until you get to know them, and sometimes not even then. Unfortunately, that's the situation on Earth because of all the evil here, and people's minds are always being manipulated, and some people just don't have any ethics. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, you know? That's all I gotta say. This is a call-in radio show. And if you have a telephone, you could actually call in and converse. Is that amazing or what? You know? But all you have to have is a telephone and a desire to call in. You know? I don't know how else to explain it, but it's really that simple. You know? It's really, really that simple. Of course, you got to have something to say when you call up, too, you know? I mean, I guess you could call up and say, hi, how you doing? I mean, that's a good way to start a conversation if you don't know what to say. It's a very good way to start a conversation. And, of course, there's a million and one things to talk about. At least a million and one things. There might be a billion and one things to talk about. But guess what? We're running out of time. And it's time to close the show. So I'm going to do the countdown now. And just remind everybody, hey, go see my new video. Now is the time. On YouTube.com. And you can also see the videos for the songs I end my show with, which you're going to hear some of it right now. That you hear the end of Are You the Party in Time? In fact, that song, you can just Google it and it shows up the video. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.